WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be talking about the public defender's race. This is the first day of early voting in the Rutherford County primary election. And so, district attorney, that's right. I'm looking at the wrong sheet. Yeah. This is the we did the public defender yesterday. This is the district attorney today, district attorney general race. And the two candidates running for that, Chuck Ward, is here with us. And also, Jennings Jones is not with us. We got a call from Jennings Jones last night. He said, I don't know whether I'll be able to make it or not. I have had the stomach virus and have been off work for the past few days. So I'm guessing that's still with him. That does not go away too quickly. Mm. In fact, Chuck, I guess we're probably fortunate maybe that he did not come, because I don't think I'd want the stomach virus.
I don't want it either, Bart.
It's good to have you with us, Chuck Ward. Tell us first a little about yourself and why you're seeking this position.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Walker. I came to MTSU and graduated with a degree in criminal justice. I began to work for the Murfreesboro Police Department, and I continued there for 8 years. During that time, I began studying law at the Nashville School of Law, and I finished my law degree and passed the bar in 1990. I began working with Don Ash in 1991 and have continued practicing law in Murfreesboro for the last 22 years. I have been married to my wonderful wife, Kathy, for 23 years, and we have three children: Megan, who is a sophomore at the University of Alabama, Abby, who is a senior at Siegel High School, and Chase, who is a freshman at Siegel High School. I have lived and invested in the Murfreesboro area for the last 30 years. I have gone to school here, worked here, and raised my family here. I have been a soccer coach, attended Bel Air Baptist Church for the last 16 years, and I have been a Sunday school leader for my son's class for the last 10 years, and I've chaperoned hundreds of ministry trips. I am running for District Attorney General of Rutherford and Cannon County, because I feel like it's time for some changes in the way the district attorney's office is run. I want to ensure that the public is protected and that crimes are prosecuted efficiently and properly. One of the ways I'm seeking to do that is through developing an open door policy that will enable an open communication with all the parties that it takes to prosecute a crime. This includes the victims of crimes, lawyers, police officers, public defenders, judges, and the court clerk's offices. There needs to be some resources used to keep up with changing technology. As a private business owner for the last 20 years, I have gained experience on how to manage and work with different personalities. I want to use that experience to bring a cohesive environment for the citizens of Rutherford and Cannon counties to work with the DA's office. I want to bring balance to the system and be able to do that within the budget that we are given. Raising a family has taught me to be more understanding, and the trials and tribulations have helped me to gain wisdom, compassion, and to seek justice for the people. I feel like I have a better overall experience that has given me the knowledge to know the difference between a serious crime and a person that simply made a mistake. I've also been recently endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 54. I am Chuck Ward, and I will be honored to have your vote for district attorney on May 6th, and early voting, which is started today through May 1st.
That was Chuck Ward, and as we had mentioned at the beginning of the program, the other candidate, Jennings Jones, is not able to be with us this morning. He called us last night and told us that he was suffering from a stomach virus that he's had for several days and has been off work for several days, so We hope he is going to be feeling better. Anybody with stomach virus, that's an uncomfortable thing to have, I tell you. Well, you mentioned you were wanting to make changes in the way the office works, the District Attorney General's office works, and that there were some things that you thought needed changing. Let's start by finding out more about that. If you were elected as the District Attorney General, what changes would you make, and would you make them pretty quickly?
Yes, sir. If I'm fortunate to be elected, I'm basically going to take the first 100 days, and I'm going to evaluate every position in the office, from the person that greets you at the door to all the assistant DAs that go into the courtroom. Because some of the changes I would like to make are hiring an independent investigator that's needed at the DA's office and that works specifically for the district attorney's office. And that would eliminate one of the DAs, but I think an investigator is needed to go out and find the and address the specific issues in order to prosecute the case. That's one. Obviously, I talked about the open door policy. And I think that needs to be a biannual meeting between the DA, the public defender, the judges, and the clerk's office, the lawyers, in order to make things work more efficient. The only way that's going to work is to get all these minds together in order to get it to work correctly.
So those are some immediate changes. Basically, some staff changes and getting together with those with whom you work, all in the legal community.
Yes, sir, because there are, if the judges in the General Sessions courtroom, which is by far is a crowded docket, could have court Monday through Friday at 9 and at 1, we would still have the same amount of people coming in, but it would be spread out over all those days, and I think it would be much more manageable with the DA's office, with everyone involved in the court system. The technology that Laura Bowling is doing now can be incorporated in the DA's office to streamline the office to make it more paperless, to where things can be moved back and forth electronically instead of paper. Because paper, obviously, you're never going to get rid of all paper in the court system, but it will make it more efficient, where the DAs can pull things up on an iPad or a computer in the courtroom, or instead of having to go back and forth and take files.
By the way, I want to mention that we are in the segment, since this is a political forum. If you have questions that you would like to have addressed, call us right now at 893-1450, 893-1450. Chuck Ward is with us this morning, and as we mentioned, Jennings Jones is unable to be with us due to a stomach virus. So if you have a question for Chuck Ward, call us now at 893-1450, 893-1450. How long have you been a practicing attorney?
I have been a practicing attorney for 22 years. I started with Judge Don Ash and Dave Boland, who's since passed away, but they were fortunate enough to give me a job. And then after Judge Ash became elected, I went out on my own, and I've been at the old Bell Jewelry Store ever since then.
What other experiences have you had that you think would really make you a good district attorney?
Being a police officer, I saw that side of it, the arrest side. There's nothing quite as an experience as being in a patrol car by yourself with a gun in the middle of the night, having to protect the citizens of this county or this city. And then seeing the other side of it, I've done and do criminal defense work and civil work. But I've seen both sides of that. In order to make it more efficient and to know how that system works, I know how the arrest side is, and I know how the other side is when you try to defend it. And I think bringing that perspective helps an overall experience, along with my life experience. Mm-hmm. Obviously, having a family and raising kids is very challenging. And that experience, as those people come in the system and those assistant DAs that work for the district attorney's office, I think that brings a unique perspective in order to look at the cases and determine what to do.
Have you, as you have progressed through life, have you looked at the district attorney's office thinking that is a position I would like to have someday. Have you thought about this in the past?
Yes, sir. Being a police officer and being on that side of the fence, so to speak, I've always had that in the back of my mind. And I just saw a point in my life where my kids have gotten older and that I could devote more time to the office. And I think it was an excellent time to basically go back to that side and do that.
Not too long ago, there was an issue that came before the state government where they were going to make Rutherford County, having the district attorney's office would cover only Rutherford County. I believe right now it's Rutherford and Cannon. They were going to move Cannon into, I think, Coffee County, perhaps. Do you think we have reached that time where that should be done?
Yes, Mr. Walker. We are very well near that time. Obviously, that's not a decision I make. The state legislature makes that. But obviously, I'll work with whatever county that they give me, whether it be Rutherford or Cannon or just Rutherford. But we are at the point, if not already there, soon we'll be there where we'll have the population that can satisfy and do the DA's office just for this judicial district.
Just out of curiosity, and this came up yesterday when we talked about the public defender's office, we had the incumbent Gerald Melton as well as a candidate Andy Brunel with us, and they both were talking about similar things to what you're saying, and that is they have a need to expand their staff. They already have someone who does investigation work, but he said that's only one person. And with the district attorney, you have all of the police departments, the sheriff's department, all of these people who are working with you, and they couldn't work with them, obviously.
Yes, sir.
What is your response to that? Do you really need your own investigator because you have all of these huge departments working with you investigating?
Right. Well, the police departments and the sheriff's department, the TBI, does not have anybody devoted just to the DA's office. They have a staff of their own that have numerous other cases that are working on. They may have a dozens of other cases that they're working on at the exact same time. An investigator for the DA's office will know what the DA needs to prosecute that particular case, and he can go out at the DA's beck and call for each particular case that he wants them to, whenever it is, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think that is needed because at times it's difficult for one of the deputies or the police officers where the DA's office calls and says, hey, I need this right now, when they're in the middle of something else. If you've got somebody that works in your office that works for you, it's much more manageable to get things done more efficiently and at the drop of a hat, so to speak.
Okay, so you're proposing to get rid of one of the assistant DAs who would be an attorney and hire an investigator instead.
Well, what I did is I went through the district attorney's budget on the employee side for the criminal side and for the civil side. They have a large staff that does child support. They have 16 support staff and two DAs just within that department. And that department's not talked about much, but it's a valuable asset and does a lot of hard work. On the criminal side, there are 16 DAs and 7 support staff. Whether it means I have to change the staff around in order to make that amount of money available, I'll do that first. But if I have to eliminate one of the DAs, it's just I have to learn to manage with what I have and work within my budget. But I think having an investigator will help just expedite cases and the evidence that we need in order to work more efficiently. And if it's without an assistant, then we'll have to do that.
Now, I know you are not in the DA's office right now. You're a private attorney. But as you have observed, give us sort of a rundown of what the duties are in the District Attorney General's office.
Well, the DA's office is created by the Tennessee Constitution. It prosecutes all criminal cases in Rutherford and Cannon County, and its duty is to determine if there's enough evidence to prosecute the person that's accused of a crime, and if not, the charges should be dismissed. And that's basically, in a nutshell, what they do.
And you mentioned child support and things of that sort. They also work in that area.
Yeah, they have a huge staff, and they have two assistant DAs that work in that. One works in the judicial building, or the cases that are in the judicial building, and one works at juvenile court. And they prosecute thousands of child support cases. If you ever go on a child support date, there are literally hundreds of cases on the docket, and that is continuous. There are, if you go down there, they work very hard. They have a hardworking staff, but it is a huge part of our DA's office. And as I had said before, if you're a person that has children that needs someone to pay you that's not paying you, you really want their expertise and help. If you're having to pay it and you're brought into court, you may not like it as much, but it is a valuable and a very needed asset, because what they try to do is get the parents, whether it's a man or woman that's to pay child support, to pay that child support where the taxpayers aren't supporting them with TIN care or food stamps or something like that, when there is an able-bodied person that is supposed to pay child support and is not.
We're talking today about the race for District Attorney General. The county primary is going on right now. The election, the early voting started today, as a matter of fact. So starting today, you can early vote for this and other positions. We will be back and continue the conversation. Our guest this morning is Chuck Ward. He is one of the candidates. The other candidate, Jennings Jones, called us, and he is under the weather, really under the weather, with a stomach virus and has been off work for the past several days. We'll be back. In fact, we have somebody with the phone call question. The number is 893-1450 if you have a question. We'll be back and take that call in just a moment. Forever to the end of time. Oh, magic.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Bell Jewelers. On Broad Street, across from Toots.
I'm Greg Tidwell.
And I'm Lisa Halliburton. Bell Jewelers welcomes you.
What you can expect at Bell Jewelers: free estimates on all clock, watch, pocket watch, and jewelry repair. Free jewelry cleaning and prong check while you wait.
Bell Jewelers, the current leader in jewelry trends and in-house jewelry and watch repair.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1879.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, not only do we carry a full range of great products for your dogs and cats, you'll also find a host of items for your more exotic family members, like your hedgehogs or sugar gliders. Here at Animal City, we are happy to help you create or maintain the aquarium setup of your dreams, either fresh or saltwater. So come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas' Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup. Buy it in the store or get it to go. Demas' Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth. But at Play It Again Sports prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again, Murfreesboro. We have an accident in the clearing stages, South Rutherford Boulevard and Mercury Boulevard near MPSU. That's causing a little bit of backup for us. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway with traffic easing. Traffic easing broad at Church and the construction zone broad at Memorial. Very slow through there this morning. If you're suffering from pain in your elbow, ankle, or wrist, contact Dr. Landsberg at Rivergate Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery in Hendersonville. Call 264-4785 or go online to drlandsberg.com. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
We thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high in the lower 60s and southeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and a low around 38 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 37.
Hi, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Combine SIS at 2230 Mercury Boulevard next to Tractor Supply. We'd love to welcome you to First National Bank of Murfreesboro and have you as a customer. Member FDIC.
This is MTSU President Sidney McPhee. You're listening to WGNS, your local connection to Blue Raider Athletics.
WGNS AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're in the segment where you call in. We're having a political forum this morning, and this is the first day of early voting for the Rutherford County primary races. And we're talking with Chuck Ward, who is a candidate for District Attorney General. The other person who is running also, Jennings Jones, is unable to be here this morning. He called last night and said he'd been off work for several days and had some kind of a stomach virus. And he was going to try to make it this morning, but just wasn't sure whether he would be up to it or not. So, and probably better, Chuck and I both agreed we don't want to have a stomach virus. You especially. I mean,
yes, sir, I do not.
Going around and having to do what you have to do is probably a challenge enough without having a stomach virus to boot.
It is.
Well, let's take a phone call. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450, and you're on WGNS with Chuck Ward. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for taking my call, Bart, and I appreciate the opportunity to have this forum. And I have to tell you, first off, that I congratulate anybody that puts their head in the ring and offers themselves for service and certainly, this is a job that demands a lot of service, and Chuck, I appreciate you getting out there and offering your experience, and certainly wish you and your family the best through this, because it is a challenging ordeal to go through an election process.
Well, thank you very much.
I also tell you up front that I'm supporting Jennings Jones.
Yes, sir.
I'm not calling on his behalf, but I am calling because I felt like that his name needs to be mentioned and a few of his acclimates need to be presented. And he hasn't told me to call or anything, and I'm very sorry that he's under the weather, and I hope that he gets back on his feet real soon, because he's needed not only in the campaign but also in his present job as assistant district attorney. And that's what I wanted to state, first of all, that Jennings Jones has, prosecuted almost 10,000 cases here in Rutherford and Cannon County over the 15 years that he's been on the job. And that kind of experience is hard to match, that on-the-job training that's so very necessary in a position like this. And, he's worked under a couple of very successful DAs, and that training is also hard to match. And he's worked in the General Sessions and Circuit Court. And so that leads to a question, to only be fair to you, to ask you a question. And that is, have you worked cases to this degree? And have you worked cases from DUI to first-degree murder as Jennings Jones has? And And again, I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate Bart Walker for having this opportunity. I only wish that Jennings Jones was here to tell his story, because it's a very compelling story, not only from his family and from the fact that he is director of the Jennings and Rebecca Jones Foundation, but also his education and his work in the DA office. And so again, if you could answer those questions for me, I would appreciate it, and I wish you both lots of luck, and thanks for running and offering yourself for service. And Bart, thank you for having this forum.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you calling for him, and I realize he can't be here, so I'm sure he appreciates that, and so do I. The difference is, yes, he has prosecuted a lot of cases over the 15 years. And I have defended a lot of cases over the years, but I've also prosecuted civil cases, and I have basically been in the courtroom just about every week for the last 22 years. It's a little over 22 years. So I'm inside the courtroom trying civil cases, defending criminal cases, and I can tell you, I work extremely hard on every single case that I've ever had. My goal is to go in there and represent my client, whether it's the state of Tennessee, someone that has been arrested, someone that's collecting child support, in a divorce action. I work hard for my client. And being in the courtroom is an experience in and of itself. The more you're in there, the more you're relaxed. And I realized that he brought up the fact that Jennings, his 10,000 cases, I'm sure the cases I've done are that number, if not more, but those are not 10,000 trials that he's done. That may be 10,000 cases that he's negotiated, and the actual trials are an extremely small amount. But preparing for a jury trial is preparing for a jury trial. You have to get all the facts together. You have to go out and prosecute it diligently. You have to have the staff there, and you have to either keep the staff that you've got or hire the staff that will do these cases to the best of their ability with the facts given under the law.
We're talking this morning about the District Attorney General race, and one of the candidates is with us this morning, Chuck Ward. The other candidate, Jennings Jones, is out with stomach virus. In fact, he's been off work for a few days. Let's go back to the phones. The number is 893-1450, 893-1450, and you're on WGNS with Chuck Ward. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Chuck.
Thank you. Good morning.
This is Randy Galloway. Chuck, I wanted to call and say I appreciate your stating that you was going to hire a investigator if you were elected. I go along with that 100%. I may be a little biased since I was an investigator there for 26 years and law enforcement 32. Worked with Chuck and Jennings both. Chuck both as a police officer and an attorney, and Jennings when he first started with the district attorney's office. But I think we're fortunate to have two capable people running for the office. But just wanted to call in, Chuck, and say I'm glad that you're bringing back the, if you're elected, you're bringing back the position of investigator. I know Rutherford County has a lot of police departments that has a lot of investigators, but Cannon County is a small county, and they're not that fortunate to have that many, and they need the help. Of course, when I started in 74, Laverne was not a city. Smyrna, I don't think, had an detective at all, and Murfreesboro had maybe three. So it's a lot of growth in all the years since then, but we still need that position, I think.
Thank you, Randy, very much.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450 if you have a question this morning. 893-1450. This is an opportunity for you to get to know a little more about the candidates running for different offices. And all the way up to the primary election day, we're going to be talking with some of the candidates, giving you an opportunity so that when you go to the polls, you will do so with some intelligence. and having based your opinion on each candidate. And also, I will say this, since Jennings Jones is not here, if there are other people who wish to call and make comments about Jennings Jones, since he's under the weather this morning and can't be here himself, if you wish to do so, feel free to do so. Or if you have questions for Chuck, give us a call, 893-1450. That's the number to call, 893-1450. We will continue the conversation in just a moment.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.
At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more. Find special savings on furniture, which is discounted 10% every 10 days it's on the floor. Keep it local. Donate here. Everything donated in Rutherford County stays in Rutherford County. The Salvation Army Family Store, where your purchases always help us help others. The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Your voice, your vote. This is election coverage from WGNS. Now, here's Brian Barrett.
Murfreesboro voters turned out in greater numbers this year to elect a new mayor and to fill three seats on the council and school board. Rutherford County Election Administrator Nicole Lester says 7,927 people voted this year.
If you go back to 2010, which was a comparable election because you had the same offices on the ballot, you had the mayor's race and so on, we had about 6,600 individuals vote for the entire election.
So about 1,300 more voted this time around, but turnout was still just over 11% of registered voters in Murfreesboro. Just over 61% voted early, or 4,839. While 3,088 voted Election Day. Some Murfreesboro voters went to the polls in different locations. Lester says because some of the polling locations were outside the city limits, voters in those areas went somewhere else.
We had seven locations that we did that way. March 13th, we sent out notices to all the households that were affected by this. On March 31st, we sent out additional notices to each individual registered voter who was affected.
The change only applies to this past Murfreesboro City election and not the upcoming county primary on May 6th. We have complete vote totals on our website, WGNSradio.com. A link to all of the stories, including the election of Mayor-elect Shane McFarland, the new city council, and school board members. All of those articles are on our website, WGNSradio.com. Brought to you by Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, Toots Good Food and Fun, Fairer Construction, Ford of Murfreesboro, and Wilson Bank and Trust.
Brought to you by Kester Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro.
Many of our patients have found relief from chronic pain when other approaches have not been successful. Call me at 895-1253 for a free consultation.
WeatherEye.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high in the lower 60s and southeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear and a low around 38 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vucitsky. Right now, 37.
You'll never find a better burger than a Bubba Burger. Stop by your local grocery and check out the frozen food aisle and try the Bubba Burger today. Take it home for dinner. You'll love the Bubba Burger. Again, you'll never find a better burger than the Bubba Burger.
This is Alex Johnson.
And this is Crystal Dangerfield.
On behalf of the Lady Blaze, we would like to give a special thanks to the Murfreesboro community and Blackman supporters.
As we celebrate our state and national championship season, please help us by visiting ucaring.com/ladyblaze.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
We're back again, and we come out of the city election, and today is the first day of early voting for the Rutherford County primary races, and we're talking about the District Attorney General's office this morning. Visiting with us is Chuck Ward, one of the persons running for District Attorney General. The other one is Jennings Jones, and Jennings is under the weather today. In fact, he's been off work for the past several days with a flu virus. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, my name is James. I'm here in Murfreesboro, and I just had a question for Chuck.
Yes, sir.
What specific qualifications and experience do you have that would set you above Jennings Jones as district attorney for Rutherford and Cannon counties?
Yes, sir. I appreciate the question. My experience as a police officer for 8 years gives me a unique perspective. My being in private practice for over 22 years doing criminal defense and civil cases, my life experience to basically round out my experience would be my life experience of being a parent, being a husband, my connection with my church. I think all those things make me a better candidate, just basically to be more well-rounded in order to evaluate not only the people that I work with, the cases that are coming in the door, and to be able to communicate with all of these other departments. I think when you have all those things connected together, it gives you a different perspective than my opponent. And I think also, basically, that the FOP has endorsed me, and those are police officers that bring cases to the DA's office every single day. I think all of that together gives me a different perspective.
Our phone number is 893-1450, and we are taking calls, 893-1450. Good morning. You are on WGNS. Hello there.
Yes, this is Brian. I was calling. Why do you think, what do you see as the biggest problem over at the district attorney's office right now?
Okay, thank you.
One of the problems is the fact that they don't have an investigator. As I talked earlier, I think that's a vital component to the DA's office that's needed drastically. Other issues are just the management of the cases. Those things have to be done in conjunction with all these others. But technology, you being able to, there needs to be a system set up where when you go and you're a victim of a crime, that where you can get online and figure out what happened to the case. There needs to be, with technology, you can easily go in there and say, this is what we negotiated on this case, or this is what the judge sentenced them to. That way, when you're at home, you can go, I wondered what happened with that guy that broke into my house and stole everything I had. Because a lot of times the victim is does not know what happened. They start in the beginning, but they don't know what happened at the end. And I think it's very important to know what the DA's office, what they do every day, and how they're doing, and if they're doing a good job, and if you'd like that. Another part of it is just communication, being able to, if you call the DA's office, whether you're a lawyer or whether you're a victim, no matter who you are, you should get a phone call back. There should not be just, well, I was too busy to call that week. There needs to be communication. Those are some of the issues I think that are extremely important right now that need to be addressed. And the fact that another thing is that the police officers, and this would be the DA working with the police officers, the police departments, they don't need to be there on the first call of every case. A lot of times when you go up in the courtroom, and this is because of my experience, there are 30 police officers sitting around for hours doing nothing. And that is overtime that we as taxpayers are paying, our money that we're paying. Some of those guys work all night long and then go in there and just sit in a room to see if anybody wants to talk to them for hours. And if they don't, they just get up and go home. But they don't need to be there on the first call. They need to be there on the second call, or to have a box checked on the warrant, which basically says, I want my input before you decide the case. And that way the DA can at least contact them to see, because some of these cases, they may not want their input, the police officers. But this gives them the ability to not come on the first call and just save a lot of money.
The number to call if you have a question or a comment is 893-1450, 893-1450, and you're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Appreciate you guys having this forum, and Chuck and Bart, and
Chuck, I personally see some great value in the breadth of your experience, not only on both sides of the table from the legal standpoint, but your experience as a police officer. So I appreciate you putting your name on the ballot, and I'll certainly be supporting you with my vote. But one thing you mentioned earlier, you talked about discernment between a serious crime or maybe a pattern of crimes versus a mistake. And if you could educate myself maybe a little bit on the judicial system pertaining to DUIs. Too many times I see, fourth or fifth or eighth DUI offense. Is that a lack of laws on the books for punishment of that, or does that fall in the judge's lap, or is that in the DA's office? And if you would expound maybe on that thought, and I appreciate you being there this morning.
I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate the call. On DUIs, it goes up from first, second, third, fourth, and so on. But, the DA's office either works out the agreement with the defense attorney or the defendant, and they just typically present it to the judge. And the judge, rarely do you see a judge say, I'm not taking what y'all agree to, because y'all sit back in a room and negotiate it, and the judge don't know all the facts. But on... And my position is, when it is someone that's had a DUI, and the difference because you ask about the difference between a serious criminal and someone that's just made a mistake. And a serious criminal obviously is a crime, just like someone who's made a mistake. But if a college student gets caught underage drinking or shoplifting or something like that, that could be that typically, not always, could be a sign of something. A bigger problem, but it could be just a mistake based on their youth, and you need to treat those much different than violent crimes or in a first-time DUI. There is a great system ran by Mary Snyder called the Drug Court, and I've recently got to go watch some of those graduations. And the difference, if you can put somebody that's willing to try to change their life and want to change their life, whether it's a first or second offense DUI, into that drug court, it costs $5,000 a year to take somebody through drug court. It takes $43,000 a year to house somebody at the jail. So obviously you can see those numbers. So, but when the DUIs get higher, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, fourth offense is a felony. And my position, if it's a felony, then it's going to be treated as a felony. The first, second, third offenses can be negotiated. But when you get to a felony, it's got to be treated as a felony. The sentence is longer. The sentences are tougher. And I understand that if somebody has a sickness, is an alcoholic, but you cannot with somebody with DUIs over and over and over and over and do anything other than put them in jail. And then when they get out of jail, serve their sentence. Hopefully there is a program that they can be directed to. And I saw an article the other day where somebody had an eighth offense and it was upheld in the Court of Appeals or something like that. But it needs to be addressed strenuously when it starts becoming a felony.
Let's take another call. The number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And you're on WGNS. Good morning.
Are you talking to me?
No. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I tell you what, I just happened to turn the radio on, and this conversation makes me furious. First of all, the law in the United States have become nothing but a joke. Because look at O.J. Simpson, and I just won the name off the top. If you got enough money, you can do whatever in the heck you want to do. Another thing. And
now,
I can prove this.
Now this is a political forum this morning.
Okay, I'm going to bring you political. You want me to go there?
Well, we're talking about what a candidate for district attorney general should do. It's not a normal program where you call in.
We got a problem. Didn't they mention DUI?
Yes.
Okay, why is DUI such a big thing? If everywhere you turn, they sell it. Now, you want to stop the problem, stop selling it. Have a good day.
Thank you. Any comments?
Well, obviously the sale of alcohol is controlled by the legislature, whether they allow it or not. And all the district attorneys do are enforce the laws that are written by the state legislatures.
Okay, we have time for one more call, and that is you. You're on WGNS.
Well, good morning. I noticed, you know, looking at the Uniform Crime Report, FBI, and just listening to the news, white-collar crime seems to cost 15, 20 times more than street crime, other than street criminals being more stupid than white-collar criminals. How come so little attention is paid to white-collar crime and so much attention to street crime, other than street crime makes better movies?
Well, I'm not here to make a movie, I assure you. And I think white-collar crime, every crime has got to be treated with vigorous prosecution. And if it's a white-collar crime or an aggravated robbery or someone stealing from the local school system, and I know you see that every now and then where someone is taking money from companies or businesses, they've got to be treated and prosecuted just the same. You can't say, hey, this person only stole $1 million and this person did this. They've got to be treated within the law and the laws that are written. The laws that are written is what guides what we do in case law, and that framework has to be worked within. But there will be no political treatment or you get better treatment because you're this person or you're poor or you're rich. It's got to be prosecuted all the same.
We're down to the final segment of the program, and as we had mentioned earlier, we're talking with the candidates for District Attorney General. Both candidates were invited. Chuck Ward is with us this morning, and Jennings Jones called us last night and said he had been off work for several days with a stomach virus, and he just wasn't sure whether he could make it in today because he was still quite a bit under the weather. So in the final segment, you have 1 minute to tell us why you would like the public's vote.
Well, I appreciate y'all doing this today and people calling, but this is why I would be humbled and appreciate your vote is based on my experience as a police officer. And until you have been a police officer, it's really hard to describe all the things you are involved in. My experience of 22 years of working as an attorney inside the courtroom on a weekly basis, my life experience of being a husband and a father, all that combined, I think, would give me a different perspective because I'm coming outside the system working for the DA's office, not someone that has been in there.
That was Chuck Ward. We thank you for taking your time to join us today, and we wish Jennings Jones a speedy recovery.
Yes, I do.
Nothing worse than that stomach virus. The next political forum will be Friday, and the candidates for Rutherford County Sheriff in the primary election will be visiting with us on Friday.